You know the Christmas carol, I'm sure. Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? I have been thinking about the characters in the Gospels, what they see in these readings we've had the last few weeks of Advent. Zechariah unexpectedly sees the angel Gabriel, and he is not happy when Gabriel tells him to shut up and to be present to the word of God. I wonder what God's glory seared Zechariah's eyes at Gabriel's sanction. And what did the people outside the Holy of Holies see when Zechariah finally emerged? Did his face tell them anything? 9 months later, Zechariah sees his son and names him John. What does his face tell his friends then? Zechariah's and Elizabeth's and John's faces radiant with God's glory. What did his friends see? This was, after all, an impossible baby. Mary sees the same angel, Gabriel, who seems stunned when he sees Mary. Hail, full of grace, he says. The Lord is with you. Gabriel sees the glory of God already in Mary, and Mary says yes. And then she sets off to visit her older cousin, Elizabeth. What did Elizabeth expect to see when she opened her front door? Mary, after all, did not phone ahead to say that she was coming. Elizabeth saw her young cousin, whose journey to visit likely was not as kind as the artists and painters suggest. The impossible baby in Elizabeth's womb sees or recognizes or knows somehow and leapt for joy. I wonder how well these two women knew each other before this special time together. What did they say to one another? And what did they see in each other? And what did Joseph see when Mary returned home? She goes away and 3 months later returns pregnant. Nazareth's gossips surely said to one another, "Do you see what I see?" But Joseph only sees the one he loves. And a few months later, he sees the face of Jesus. Nothing that is possible can save us, W.H. Auden writes in his Christmas oratorio. The impossible that only God can do. God, you know, is present in the twists and turns of our lives, just as God is in the twists and turns of the lives of Elizabeth and Zechariah and Mary and Joseph. What did they see? What do we see in our twists and turns? We often think that we have to see to believe, but in reality, we have to believe to be able to see. The shepherds see angels, a whole bunch of angels, and they are afraid, which gives the head angel the cue to say what is repeated so often in the Gospels, do not be afraid. This baby is good news and is for your great joy, a Savior born for you. So the shepherds go to see the baby, and they might have said to one another, do you see what I see? Of course, isn't that the question God is always asking each of us? Do we see what God sees? God sees our neediness, our vulnerability, and so becomes needy and vulnerable. God sees how we grow and learn and stumble along sometimes, and so Jesus grows as we do and learns and enters into the ups and downs of human life. God sees us just as we are and becomes one of us. Are there angels in our lives that we haven't seen yet? Are there twists and turns in our lives we don't now know how to make sense of? Is the state of the world, and now the state of our church, depressing? Yes, we are needy. We are vulnerable. But what do we see? Any chance to see God working in and through us in our waywardness? Any chance to hear angels say, do not be afraid? Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us even and especially in our darkest moments. And we all have them, no pretense here. Our lives can be tough sometimes. But can we see? Can you see? Many of the readings from the Hebrew Scriptures this Advent repeated God's promises. And often enough, those promises always begin with, on that day. Well, here it is, Christmas Day. This is that day. The day to ask Mary to let us hold the baby, the really impossible baby. To hold the baby, Jesus, to look into his eyes as we hold him and say to one another, do you see what I see? Jesuit poet Thomas Flowers says it this way in his poem, Homemade. I've been far away long enough to know it's no easy thing to make a home. To take the little we've brought and what we find, deciding to let it be enough. To let this place be worth the trouble. To let this place be worth the trouble, worth loving, as you did when you left everything to make your home among us. Deciding that we were more than enough. God bless you on this Christmas day.